Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Charlie Fuel is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Charlie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of Charlie Fuel and Associates. He is a trainer, a speaker, a consultant, a coach, and chief encourager of small businesses all around the country and halfway around the world. He's one of the guys that makes himself available to companies like yours and mine to help us put our best foot forward on many different levels. And he's here to talk to us about something that I think you're going to benefit from. Charlie Fuel, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with the man this morning.
It's good to have you back. Charlie, I've been talking about leadership on this show for a long time. And leadership is, if I had to say to America, if I had to say to the marketplace, to average citizens out there, if I could get them to focus on one thing that we all need to take seriously, it would be leadership. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. I know you and I have talked about this for a long time. One of the challenges of small business ownership and development is we have to spend a lot of time building our product, building our craft,
yep.
And sometimes we run out of time to lead, to be the leader. Now, I think to me, Jim, leadership is a different way of thinking. One of the things that I use in every one of my seminars is a visual that simply says this, is what you've heard for years, what I've talked about for years, and that is our self-talk drives our behavior.
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
Leaders,
say that again. This is going to be in the test post.
Folks. Here we go. Our self-talk drives our behaviors. Whatever we think causes us to act in a way absolutely congruent with that. Matter of fact, Dr. George Brothers says it this way. She says how you see yourself causes you to dress a certain way, choose a certain job, and perform almost every function in your life.
Henry Ford says whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right.
That's right. You know, Jim, when we were children, I think you probably heard that story about the little train that says, I think I can, I think I can,
right.
I think
oh,
I
yeah.
can.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the little engine that could.
So in Small Business America, what we have to realize is that if I don't see myself as a leader, if I see myself as an owner primarily and a doer of business every day, then I don't develop the leadership talents that I could. One of my topics, as you mentioned in the intro, what is a cultivational leader? A cultivational leader, one of the things that they think about and they explain with their team members is they say to them, hey, Jim, how can I help you develop your full potential here so you have a balanced, happy life while
right.
you work here?
Well,
give them things to do that.
A leader, a manager looks at people and sees a resource to do work and produce stuff and you know, to move things down a line and put the square pegs in square holes, and et cetera, et cetera. That's what a manager sees when he sees people. A leader sees when a leader looks at people, he or she sees human beings who have their own goals in life, their own lives that they want to live, the desire to be to produce, to be productive, and to be successful. That's what a leader sees, don't you think?
Oh, 100%. Matter of fact, one of the articles that I have written talks about, it's titled, It's Not Just the Money.
Yeah.
And in my research, one of the books that I use for my research is a book written by Lee Branham called The Seven Hidden Reasons Employees Leave.
Lee's a member of our Brain Trust. We've talked about that on the show many times.
You see that. When you look at his research with Saratoga Institute, when you look at what they've revealed over the years, it's still true that 80% of managers think that employees come and go because of the money.
Yeah.
Yet 80% of employees continue to say it's not about the money. It's about I didn't find that leadership. I didn't find that place I can personally grow and find success in this workplace. So I left.
decade after decade after decade in my career, survey after survey after survey of why people leave employment, money has never been more than fourth or fifth or sixth on the list.
Absolutely.
It's never been. It's always been about not being appreciated. It's always been about not being able to flourish, about not being able to feel like they could be successful. So you're saying a cultivational leadership leader, a cultivational leader is someone who sees people and says, okay, I'm going to aggregate my success as the manager, leader of this group, this team, this company, whatever. I'm going to find my success by aggregating, by promoting and aggregating the success of others.
Absolutely. Now, Jim, think about this a minute. And this is one of the biggest challenges for a small business owner. If you and I created this company of ours, it's our baby.
Yes,
I
right.
mean, it's our idea, and we've nurtured it, and we've made it. It's starting to make money now. I'm very hesitant to turn that loose, if you will, or delegate that to an employee because I'm afraid they might not have the same passion for my baby
as I do. Because you and I are perfect, and they're not.
Well, okay, I'll go there.
Yeah. Subliminally, that's what we're telling ourselves. When we do it, it's exactly how we want it done, which means it must be perfect. And when they
nobody can do that but me.
That's
nobody
right.
Nobody can do that but me, Jim. You can't do that.
That's right. And so what we've got to learn how to do is, and this is where I come back to what I've said earlier, and I say this to my audience all the time, you got to understand that you can't seek perfection. You can only seek excellence.
Absolutely. There's a big difference.
And this person might not be doing it perfectly, but you can help them seek excellence. And I'm glad you're talking about this, Charlie, because this is something that not only, there are two issues here. Number one, small business owners have to stop doing stuff sometimes and learn how to lead so others can do.
Yep.
And then the other part of this is what you're saying about the successes of others. If you can help your employees become successful in their assignments, they'll help you be successful and they'll stay with you, won't they?
100%. 100%. Do we have time for an illustration?
Hold that illustration because I know it's going to take more than a few seconds. When we come back here for these messages, Charlie will give us that. Charlie, give us your website before we go.
www.charliefuel.com.
Spell it.
charliefuel.com.
F-E-W-E-L-L.
Yes, sir.
If you're Googling him, folks, charliefuel.com. Check it out. Quick break, 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. We got more to come, more on cultivational leadership from the expert, Charlie Fuel, after these messages. Steely Dan bringing us back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. So you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to there. And if you don't forget, by the way, to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And by the way, I'm in the letter this week. The feature article is going to be all about the VAT, V-A-T, value added tax, my thoughts on that. So you still have a chance to get that if you subscribe now, if you haven't already. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Charlie Fuel, ladies and gentlemen, remember that name, Charlie, FEWELL.com is the website where you can find Charlie and all the things that he does. Charlie, we're talking about cultivational leadership. That's the term that you've introduced us to. I like it a lot because it's Charlie, the truth is, if you're a leader, this is what you ought to be doing. That's what leaders do. But by adding that adjective to it, I guess that's an adjective, cultivational leadership, by adding that word in front, you've made it more intuitive. And I think you kind of put a better handle on it, Charlie, and I'm glad you did that because we need to be thinking about growing leaders, growing success stories inside of our organization, because those are the people that you can't run off. Those are the people that will help take you to the finish line, won't they, Charlie? You had a story you were going to tell us.
Absolutely. Jim, we could talk about this for days, but one of the things I strive to do is when I talk about a topic, then let me give some practical applications so our small business listeners can say, okay, what can I do to move toward that? Let me connect some dots here. One of the things that leaders do, and it goes back to an article that I wrote months ago about being in school. We were growing up, we had report cards, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
We went to school, we were graded, and we got A, B, C, D, or we failed. Well, in business, for some reason, we stopped doing that. The small business owner typically is so busy, they don't develop scorecards, and that means I don't sometimes teach my people how to be responsible and accountable. Now, simply put, being responsible is knowing right from wrong. In my business, what is the culture that is right and the culture that is wrong that drives the customer result? If you haven't developed clear scorecards and accountability measurements for each employee, then there's no way for that employee to know how to win and how to grow. So that takes time. It takes time away from what you're using now to run the business. But leadership sits down and says, okay, for any job, any task in my company, here's the right and wrong decision. Here's the right and wrong way. Here's the right thing that causes the customer results. So we behave in this way. Here's the why I want you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing leaders do, Jim. Leaders tell their team why. Managers just say, hey, look, I'm busy. Just go do that for right now, and I'll tell you later. Managers don't say why. Leaders say, here's why I want you to do this,
right?
Because here's the customer results. So when you draw up those accountabilities, here's responsible says, to be a responsible employee, here's what I want you to do, and here's why, and here's what the mm-hmm. customer result will be. Now, here's how
I'm
going to measure this.
And here's what this will mean to the long-term success of the company. And if you
Absolutely.
Still need more, let's talk about how this affects your paycheck.
Absolutely. That's it. A cultivation leader says, now, Jim, do you understand what we're trying to do here? And they say, well, yes, I understand, boss. What can I do then? What do I need to do? Do I need to provide training? Do I need to provide skill building training? What do I need to provide so that you can do this with excellence? See, I like that term too, Jim. How do I help you perform with excellence? You ask your employee, well, how do I help you do that? Because it's not just the money.
Mm-hmm.
And when that employee says, well, I need 1, 2, 3, okay. And the other piece of this, Jim, is that these guys and ladies that are listening that want to become cultivational, they have to understand, they might intellectually understand, but they really have to understand that this is about the law of the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to invest in my employees, and down the road I'm going to get a return. It's about progress and growth.
Aren't these the kind of words that we want to hear from a prospective employee too when we hire someone? I mean, we don't in a small business. If you hire somebody who's just looking for a job, you're already backing up. What do you think, Charlie?
Oh, Jim, when I in my leadership classes, I ask a question: what are you providing recruits? And they look at me kind of funny sometimes. What do you mean? All right, are you providing a job or a career?
Yeah.
And I said, just study this a minute. A job is a piece of work for a piece of money, simply put. But a career is, wow, it's different. It's a place I can grow, I can achieve. And so when you just use those words, see, again, our self-talk drives our behavior.
Right.
Are you offering a job or a position, or are you offering a career opportunity? You're going to get it in a different kind of person, you see.
Sometimes when I talk to my young employees, I'll say, now this thing I'm talking to you about right now, you can use this wherever you go, wherever you work the rest of your life, you'll be able to take this with you. And sometimes they look at me like a puppy, you know. But
Jim, let me say one thing about that before we lose our time here. I want to just drive home a point you
30
made.
30 seconds.
Okay. I have people say, well, if I spend all this money and time training my people, they might leave. Well, guess what? If they do leave and you've made them a successful person,
exactly.
Go ahead. See, leaders build successful people, not just successful employees.
These people aren't slaves or indentured servants. It's the risk that you take. It's all part of the deal. You got to be philosophical about it. Charlie Fuell, thanks for being here. CharlieFuell.com is the website. Charlie, will you come back another day?
Amy, you bet I will, Jim.
Good job teaching us about cultivational leaders, folks. Remember, that's going to be on the test. We'll get Charlie back again real soon. He'll have new stuff for us. Got to go for this just for a minute. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.